It's a problem you may have faced in your own workplace. If it's a snow day and your boss says only critical personnel have to come in, does that include you? A city task force that reviewed Seattle's response to the January snow and ice storm cited the lack of clarity around who does or doesn't work in an emergency as a problem that needs to be addressed. For example, in the Parks Department, the workforce was down by 70%. Emergency Operations Manager Barb Graff told the City Council that could have posed a problem if it turned out community centers had to be used.
If we had needed to open shelters late in the week, Parks Department, for instance, was down in their staffing quite a bit because we were sending the message out, non-essential employees stay home, stay off the streets so we can treat the streets, etc.
Issues in other departments ranged from city employees being unable to get to work because buses were full to supervisors not having sufficient information to support employees working from home. On the bright side, the report did show a smoother operation when it came to clearing roads and keeping buses running. The city has a timeline to address the problems in order to be better prepared for future storms. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.